Lalit Keshre turns billionaire after Grow IPO. Government clears 7,172 crore rupees of electronics PLI push. Quick services startup Pronto relocates from Gurugram to Bengaluru. Bengaluru gears up for Tech Summit starting tomorrow.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Alright, let's get into today's top stories in startups and tech, and we are starting with a milestone moment for India's fintech ecosystem. Grow co-founder and CEO Lalit Keshre has officially hit the billionaire mark, riding on one of the strongest public market debuts seen by an Indian tech startup in recent years. So Grow's parent, Billion Brains Garage Ventures, listed on November 12th at Rs. 112 a share, slightly above its issue price of around Rs. 100. And since then, the stock has been on a tear, rallying over 70% in just four sessions. On November 14, the stock hit the 20% upper circuit, touching an intraday high of around 178.23 rupees a piece on the NSE, taking the company's market cap past Rs. 1 lakh crore, and it eventually closed at around 174.45 rupees, up nearly 17%. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Keshre holds about 55.91 crore shares or a 9.06% stake in the company. Now, with the stock trading at record levels, his stake is now valued at around 9,448 crore rupees, placing him right around the $1 billion threshold. Now, it's a remarkable rise for someone who grew up with his grandparents in Lipa village in Madhya Pradesh, studied at Khargone district on the English medium school, cracked IIT, completed dual degrees from IIT Bombay, and went on to join Flipkart as an early product manager. In 2016, he and other three Flipkart colleagues left to launch Grow, which has since become one of India's leading retail investing apps. Well, and it's not just Keshre who's benefiting from the rally. His co-founders have also seen massive gains. For example, Harsh Jain has gained around 6,956 crore rupees, Neeraj Singh around 6,476 crore rupees, and Ishan Bansal is sitting at gains of around 4,695 crore rupees. Well, not a bad week for the founding team. Moving on, the government has just taken a big step towards strengthening India's electronics manufacturing ecosystem. Let me give you the details about what's happening. Today, that is the November 17, the IT Ministry approved around 70 new projects under the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme with a cumulative investment of around 7,712 crore rupees. Now, these projects span everything from India's first optical transceiver manufacturing unit to printed circuit boards up to 40 layers to quartz crystal manufacturing. Now, with these approvals, the total number of sanctioned projects under the scheme has now risen to around 24. Among the largest committed investments, we can see Aquis Consumer Products is around 1,500 crore rupees, T Connectivity India is around 612 crore rupees, and Jabil Circuit is around 957 crore rupees. Now, the approvals also include the first investment under the scheme from Jammu and Kashmir, with Meena Electrotech committing around 111 crore rupees. There's more on the manufacturing front. The government is working with smartphone makers on smartphone PLI 2.0 as well, the next phase of the production-linked incentive scheme. IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also said that rising geopolitical tensions have pushed India's electronics industry to a decisive inflection point. Now, his emphasis was on building resilient domestic supply chains and improving work quality. He also commented on the newly released DPDP rules, saying the government is in talks with industry players to shorten the DPDP Act's compliance timeline from the current 12 to 18 months, and that an amendment to that effect will be issued very soon. Well, he also clarified that amendments to the RTA Act will not weaken its provision. All right, next up, a relocation story, and it's yet another startup shifting base to tap deeper tech talent. We're talking about quick services, home service startup Pronto has moved its headquarters from Gurugram to Bengaluru. Now, the company's founder and CEO Anjali Sardana told Money Control that the shift is aimed at strengthening Pronto's product and engineering capabilities, especially as competition heats up in the 10 to 15 minute home services segment. Now, the relocation completed in recent weeks brings Pronto's tech, product and data science teams to Bengaluru, while customer support and parts of operations will continue to operate from Gurugram. The company is also setting up an engineering hub in Bengaluru as it prepares for its next phase of growth. Now, the move places Pronto right inside India's largest pool of engineering and consumer internet talent, particularly important because rapid fulfillment models rely heavily on real-time routing, dispatch, and workforce management systems. Just a bit of a background here, Pronto was founded in 2024, and it provides rapid fulfillment home services like cleaning, cooking assistance, and minor repairs. It raised around $11 million in August from General Catalyst, Gladebrook Capital, and Bain Capital Ventures to support its metro expansion. Now, the company also moved its corporate domicile from the US to India this year, aligning its legal structure with the fact that its teams, customers, and businesses are entirely domestic. All right, finally, Bengaluru is gearing up to host one of the biggest tech events of the year, the 28th Bengaluru Tech Summit, or BTS 2025. The three-day event kicks off on November 18, that is tomorrow, at BIEC, bringing together deep tech innovators, space founders, policy leaders, and delegations from more than 60 countries. And Karnataka is using the platform to showcase a very new piece of technology, which is its own AI-powered PC. So the device called KEO, or K-E-O, was announced by the state government on November 17. It's a compact, affordable machine built on an open-source RISC-V processor and runs a Linux-based OS. So we'll get to know more about it at the event. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah will formally unveil the device at the summit. Alongside that, the Karnataka government will also launch three major policy frameworks that everyone's looking forward to, which is a space tech policy, startup policy 3.0, and centers of excellence for quantum technology and electronics. So the state has additionally earmarked around 600 crore rupees to accelerate its deep tech roadmap. So the event is themed Futurize and will feature 10 conference tracks, including deep tech, semicon, biotech, health tech, defense, and space tech and AI. So for delegates commuting to the venue, what's interesting also, the state has tied up with a mobility startup called Tumok to offer free metro travel between November 18th and 20th. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.